what did I learn yesterday? Yesterday being Friday, September 15th, I think. Yep. Yesterday, I learned that I have been working on the smallest pieces very consistently that I've ever really done, and I'm finding success in them. I think last year I did a couple, maybe it hasn't even been a year, but maybe, like a couple 4x6 collage things, and I was like, I wasn't confident enough in doing it, and like 4x6s are like incredibly small for me, and I've tried to do 4x6 abstracts before, and it was really difficult, so I just always thought like, oh, you can't work small, like you just don't have that skill, it's just not, I mean, I've always found it difficult to do. But it was really hard to even determine if they were successful or not. I just didn't know how to, like, communicate enough information in that space abstractly in order to make a successful, resolved piece. But I did some of the collage things, and I felt like it worked really well. And I've had, like, multiple 8x10s and, like, some 8x12s and... I don't know, just like very consistently in the past few months, I've done a lot of small work that I feel is good work and I feel is resolved really well. And it's just, I really enjoy it. So I learned that I can work small. It just, right now, it's more in a collage aspect than an abstract aspect. So that's what I learned. I'm going to expound on what I learned. So it is September 16th. And I think this is something that I've learned multiple times, but it's really starting to sink in, and just explaining it to someone else today has helped me, like, really absorb that information even more. And it's this notion of everything is, and I thought I talked about it in the podcast, or in a vlog once, but maybe it was just in a vlog capacity and not a conversation, so I'm going to have a proper conversation about it tomorrow. But basically for me, it just became this thing of like, everything is, period. It started from this mantra that I attempted, because meditating is really difficult for me, and it's everything is okay. And it's just like, for me, that was like, right now in this moment, if I'm able to meditate, I'm able to just sit or do whatever, like, everything is okay. Like, that's just what it is. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Like, just, like, be in the present and everything's okay. But because of the syllables and how many breaths I was taking, it was like I could take, like, a breath in and just, like, think everything and a breath out and is, but then I'd have to do okay on the way back in, and it wasn't just, like, one, two. It was, like, one, two, three. And I kept forgetting about the three. So I would be, like, everything is... And then I'd go back to everything by accident. And I was like, no, like, everything is. And that was, like, a couple months ago that I had this realization. But it's being put into practice now. And, again, I'll go through this in the conversation. But just me learning, or, like, putting into practice of, like, everything just is. And that's it. That's it. Like, it just ends there. Everything is. Period. What did I learn today? Sunday, September 17th. I've always had kind of an affinity for vampires, like the dark, sexy, strong kind, not the like glittery, sparkly, whiny kind, just to be clear. The way that vampires were presented is like sexy and dangerous and whatever, and dark for a long time. And I realized today while I was reading some short story about vampires, that maybe another reason that I was so drawn, perhaps, or maybe it's just happy coincidence, but is because I am scared of mortality. And in vampire lore, a lot of it has to do with vampires being immortal and defying mortality, and that's the whole reason that, you know, most of them, they drink blood and whatever, and take someone else's life force in order to feed their own and just continue living. And I am scared of death, so it makes sense as to how subconsciously that might be another reason I've been so drawn to vampires throughout my whole life.
Monday, September 18th. What did I learn today?
I learned that doing hard things is easier. I don't know if it's just because of like more energy, because of change in diet and more exercise, or just the momentum off of committing to those things and following through more. But there's things that I don't like doing that are easier to do right now, at least. And a noticeable difference, I guess, that it's like, I don't know, that's maybe less anxiety and stress too, taking up my energy so that I can do those hard things. And that, I'm assuming, is a product of more exercise and some mental shifts that I've had this past week. So, doing hard things is a little easier. Which is nice. What did I learn yesterday? Yesterday, September 20th. First of all, I need to make a note that I'm learning that how I define learning is just interesting, because a lot of time I want to clarify, I reaffirmed this thing that I already knew. And I think that's what learning kind of is sometimes, of like this process of like, I'm pretty sure I knew that thing and I knew what to do, but I screwed up and made the same mistake again anyway, and that reaffirmed, by making the mistake, it reaffirmed that I should be doing what I should be doing. Or I completely forgot about that thing and I had that moment once of clarity, but I completely forgot about it or whatever. Yeah, I also just realized that's more convenient. Like, if I miss a day and I know that I can go back to that day because there is something, I'm like, oh, that is what I learned yesterday. I don't think I need to shut the camera off in between and pretend they're two separate days. I'm doing this right now, and I'm talking about 2 days. In saying that, so yesterday, September 20th, what I learned was just that it didn't take very long for my body to get used to eating in a very different way. I've been trying to really focus on health and made a commitment to that in a way that I never have before. There are other times I've definitely been way more consistently physically active, but not changed my diet at all. So my results in my health were not very visible, or I didn't even notice them that much. So, but I found in the past like 2 weeks of really earnestly like changing my portion sizes, when I'm eating, how much I'm eating, and to a degree what I'm eating. I haven't changed what I'm eating that much, but it's more of how much I'm eating and when I'm eating. And that my body seemed to get used to that, because there were times, especially under the influence of cannabis, where I ate too much. And I mean, that's only been a thing for me the past year, of like, of going into too much being like a whole different level of too much. But I realized the other night, like, too much now is less than too much would have been 2 weeks ago. That my body was like, even under this influence, and there's like my logic brain somewhere way back here that I can kind of access under that influence, depending on how influenced I am. But yeah. That I'm like, no, I know that this is enough. And so whatever, I've learned some different ways of like portion control before I eat. So I'm like, this is just what I have and that's it. But I just realized my body is like, no, your stomach doesn't want this much. You're done. You're good. You're good now. And like, that's as much as whatever. But like, I would have had like a whole other snack prior, like before 2 weeks ago, like before my body got used to just like less food. But it acclimated very quickly. So that's what I learned yesterday. What I learned today, September 21st, reflecting on yesterday, was that cannabis, I've always like, not always, for the past, I don't know how long, there have been various times where I've talked about, I can do hard things. And like, cannabis just gives me an opportunity to continue to do hard things, because some things that shouldn't be hard are hard. But one thing that I find easier is to reflect very fluidly, not even consciously attempting to reflect on things, but I can reflect on those things and find an honesty in them, in some of these things that are deeper rooted, and I can communicate that with almost no hesitation. So having difficult conversations are much easier. Conversations with myself and conversations with others. I find that much easier to do hard things when I am under the influence of cannabis, when it comes to like expressing myself emotionally.